Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way.
And thank you so much for joining us this Sunday morning for Freedom's Call. This is Pat Githens. We're going to be speaking on the subject of the cross of Jesus here in just a few minutes. If you'd like to find your place, our text will be taken this morning from the book of Galatians, chapter 6 and verse 14. We'll be reading other verses of Scripture as well. But before we get into the message and while you find your place in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14, I'd like to remind you about our website on Freedom's Call Ministries. And you can tune to that, turn to that website by simply going on the internet to www.freedomscallministries.com. That's freedomscallministries.com. And there you can listen again to these broadcasts that we have on the radio if you so desire, or tell others about the website and let them listen to these broadcasts as well. And certainly we'd like for you to spread the word about our website. Also, you'll find commentaries that I try to post once a week to every 10 days, a new commentary. Admittedly, sometimes they're a little political, but we live in a day when politics are affecting our very lives, and some of the political decisions being made in this country are even threatening our freedoms that we've long enjoyed in this country, and we'll point those out to you from time to time. So we appreciate you tuning in. Also, we have a monthly newsletter on the website. Also, too, I want to remind all of you that need a Bible and do not have one of your own. Perhaps you've just been saved and you don't have a Bible, but you'd like to have one. Freedom's Call Ministries will give you a Bible at absolutely no cost to you. All you have to do is write to us at Freedom's Call, Post Office Box 1246, La Mesa, Texas 79331. As soon as we receive your request, we will ship you a Bible in the mail immediately. And if you need it in Spanish, we have access to Spanish New Testaments. We will send you one of those absolutely at no cost. So we hope to hear from you soon, and we certainly delight in sending forth these Bibles. Well, this morning, let's look into the Word of God for a few minutes, and we're going to turn to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. When we speak of the cross of Jesus, we're not talking about that crude wooden instrument upon which our Savior hung, but we're talking about what happened on that old rugged cross. It was upon that old rugged cross where the Lord Jesus Christ took our sins upon himself and suffered the very agonies of hell in our place. There he died a substitutionary death for every sinner that will call upon his name for salvation. It was there he shed his holy blood for an eternal atonement for the sins of every sinner that will call upon his name for salvation. Why did Paul find glory, and why should we find glory in the cross of Jesus? Well, the cross certainly was not intended to be an object of glory. Death on a cross was meant to be a very shameful death, a death of great humiliation. It was a death, a means of death for criminals. And yet when Christ died on that old rugged cross, he made it forever glorious. The cross of Jesus became the highest symbol that mankind has ever looked upon. And for a few minutes this morning, let us consider the meaning of the cross of Jesus. First of all, the cross reveals the depravity of the human race, of all humanity. We see the depravity of man every time we pick up a newspaper or watch the news on television, and all of us has a past life before salvation, and every time we looked in a mirror, we could see the depravity of man in our own selves. But every time we pick up a paper or look at a TV broadcast of news, we see or hear about suicide bombers blowing up themselves and innocent bystanders being killed. Or we read about terrorists cutting the heads off of their victims and plotting various forms of killing. Little children being kidnapped and molested and even killed. Children being abused by their parents and even being killed by their parents. And then we also hear about elderly patients in nursing homes being abused and molested. These kind of events are common stories in our news today, and it just speaks of the depravity of mankind. And then when we turn in the history books, we see more of it. We read about Hitler's ruthless killing of millions of Jews and others. We read about Stalin's killing of millions of people, millions being killed in China by ruthless leaders. But nowhere do we see the depravity of man any clearer than we do at the cross of Jesus. The mock trial of Jesus at the hands of the Jewish religious leaders. We see it there in the Roman trial of Jesus and the scourging at the hands of the Roman soldiers. We see it in that howling mob crying out for his crucifixion. We see it in that mocking crowd at the foot of the cross upon which the Son of God was dying. And while he was dying, he was praying for forgiveness for those who were crucifying him and mocking him. So yes, we see the depravity of man. The cross of Jesus makes us look at that, whether we want to or not. You know, mankind doesn't really want to admit that it's depraved. And yet it is. I mean, down to the very tips of our toenails, mankind is depraved. And we are depraved until such time as Jesus Christ comes and delivers us out of our sin. And then secondly, the cross reveals the great love that God has for sinners, even in their depraved nature. Well, the cross of Jesus reveals man at his worst and how he is mired in the depths of sin. The cross of Jesus also reveals that great love that God has for sinners. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Well, when we look at that, we see world there speaks of sinful humanity. And God so loved sinful humanity that he gave his only begotten Son for their redemption. Now that's a love that surpasses all human understanding. And the Bible says that Christ loved us even while we were yet sinners and died for us. That old gospel song says, "I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore." And the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 2:13, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Jesus." Yes, his love lifted me out of the miry clay of sin and put my feet on the rock to stay, and that rock is Jesus. I am safe and secure from all alarm in Jesus Christ. How about that? Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, verses 37 through 39, that there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. He went into great detail in those verses. He said there's nothing above, nothing below, nothing on the earth. There is absolutely nothing that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Yes, once we are saved in Christ Jesus, we are safe and secure for all eternity. For God so loved us that he gave us eternal life. And friends, you can't end eternal life. I don't care how you try. You just cannot end eternal life. You know, the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the gift of God, the gift of God in Romans 6:23 is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so it is that we've been given a very precious gift when we accept Jesus Christ as Savior, and that gift is eternal life that can only be found in Christ Jesus. Well, thirdly, the cross of Jesus is the message that we are to preach to a lost and dying world. Look at Paul's preaching in 1 Corinthians 1:17. We turn back to 1 Corinthians 1:17, and there we read, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." And then we see that the lost world thinks that the preaching of the cross is foolishness. We look in 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Now, people that are still mocking Jesus on the cross, people that are still rejecting him as Savior, they are rejecting his substitutionary death for them there on that cross of Calvary. For those people, the preaching of the cross is foolishness. But then Paul said that the preaching of the cross for the saved people is the power of God. We recognize it as the power of God. We recognize it as the message that this lost and dying world must hear, and that is the very central theme of our preaching. Paul said, "We preach Christ crucified." 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 23 and 24, he said, "But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." And then again, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 2, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring upon you or unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." Well, friends, the cross of Jesus is the only way men can be saved. We cannot be saved by our own merits, that is, our own works. We can only be saved by the grace of God through faith. And we're living in a time when we are classified as being bigoted and intolerant for preaching that Jesus is the only way to heaven. However, we have no other message to preach. Jesus is the way to heaven. He's the only way to heaven. And anyone who's trying to go to heaven and detours around the cross of Jesus is never going to get there. You know, the old gospel song says it well. "I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss." Well, that's all the time I have for the message this morning. I want to thank you for joining us. This is Pat Githens with Freedom's Call. Lord willing, we'll be back with you again next Sunday at the same time. Thank God I am free.